Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Are you ready for some encouragement, my friends? You are in for a treat if you're able to get there. Thursday night, October the 6th. Now, this is going to be a series of big events with my friend, Dr. David Jeremiah, who has written a brand new book. The music's going to be amazing. And I'm honored to sit down real quick here in advance and talk to my other friend, the son of Dr. David Jeremiah, David Michael Jeremiah. Hey, David Michael, good to talk to you, brother. Thanks for hopping on here with us.
Oh, glad to be with you, Stu. Thank you.
Well, we're excited about these events. You got a lot of folks. I mean, everywhere I go, it's buzzing. There are people coming from many states away to Raleigh at the PNC Arena, which is going to be Thursday the 6th, just coming up, not too long after the airing of this program. Then you're going to be in Orlando, Greenville, Buffalo. What is it with these events? Because I have been in the house with you, and something about the message of the Word of God from your dad, the music. What is it that you've been doing this a long time, and you're kind of the master of ceremonies? What is it that gets so many folks to come out to these things? What's the excitement around?
You know, one of the things is when Dad gets behind the pulpit in an event like that, and there's, you know, 6, 8, 10,000 people in an arena, he gets supercharged. Even as his son, I watch and I don't understand. I know the week he's had or what's happening, you know, in his life. And then I see him come up on that stage and he's like the Energizer Bunny, and he's plugged in. Like, there's a plug from the Lord right underneath the pulpit. And when he stands on it, he's like wirelessly charging, right? It's pretty awesome. He's been doing it for 40 years now too. So we come to these events and he says it's like clipping the coupons of life when he comes in and gets to see these people that have been listening for, you know, 5, 10, 12, 20 years to the Bible teaching that's come from Turning Point and from Dad.
So it's a way for you to touch and actually connect with a whole bunch of folks that just hear you through the radio channel. They hear you, they see you on the TV, but this is a real, this is like a press the flesh kind of event where they actually get to come out and see and hear from Dr. Jeremiah. So I guess that's a kind of a neat dynamic, especially in this day and age of the impersonal social media devices and then COVID, you know, that sent us all underground, right? In fact, for a long time there, we weren't even going to church. So that dynamic, what's it like for you to see all that, man? You're probably buzzing the whole night, aren't you?
It's funny, our whole staff, you know, in the office yesterday. Now, it's 6:30 in California right now, so I'm not in the office today yet. But there's just a buzz. Our people are excited. At 4 o'clock tomorrow, our office, you know, there'll be TVs where we'll be live streaming that event. And our people stay and watch just because they've got so much invested in it. And it makes, for us, it puts faces to the names that we talk to on the phone, that write us letters, that do all that. And so we always bring different staff members so they can be encouraged. We come away more encouraged from these events. So everybody just gets so excited to go because they know how they're going to feel when they leave and what it's going to mean to them personally.
Wow. And you may still be able to get tickets, davidjeremiah.org, because there are events. Raleigh, North Carolina, I will be in the house with you. I'm pumped about that. It's Thursday, October the 6th. So it's right around the corner at the PNC Arena. Then you got Orlando, Florida, October the 13th. My sister's down in Orlando. Of course, we're praying for them. They got a lot of water, a lot of flooding, and we're just praying for all the folks in Florida. Wow, just they've been through it. So this will be a well-timed encouragement night, just of recovery and refreshment. That's Thursday, October the 13th. Thursday, October the 20th, Greenville, South Carolina. This is a beautiful area. The upstate of South Carolina, then Buffalo, New York, the final event, heading north on Friday, November 11th. So this is, you guys are going to be hopping around, but each of these places, David, Michael, Jeremiah, they have a special place in your heart and your dad's heart, don't they?
Oh, every one of them. And there's so much, and, you know, we're celebrating 40 years of ministry. And so some of the key areas, you know, like Raleigh, probably being the first in that list for us, are places that have just been strong Christian radio in those areas where people respond and we get the letters and the testimonies that come from those areas. And so those are the places we want to go first. And Dad gets excited about that. I mean, the history of Turning Point on the radio in Raleigh and on television in Raleigh is long. And it's a fun story to tell and to to learn about for us.
Yeah. Wow. I'm Stu Everson. This is Truth Talk. On the phone with me is a friend of many, many decades, David Michael Jeremiah, who's one of the key leaders in the ministry of Turning Point that his fathers founded years ago. Turning Point with David Jeremiah. You hear him on the radio. You hear him on all kinds of radio stations that carry this program, that are brave enough to carry Truth Talk, AFR, Wilkins Radio Network, a lot of the Salem stations, the Truth Network all across the country. You listen to Dr. Jeremiah's teaching, just a wonderful Bible teacher. I mean, who would think that 20,000 people would pack out an arena, David Michael Jeremiah, to hear a guy open a book that's, you know, 2,000 years old, 5,000 years old, and start preaching from it? I mean, what in the world is going on there, bro?
Every time we do those, that amazes me, Stu. It gives you hope, right?
Yeah.
That when you come in and you see 10,000 people there that are studying God's word, and it's important enough in their life for them to be there, you go back out in your community, and even though you may not know all 10,000 people, you don't feel like you're alone. And that is such an encouragement. It's a huge encouragement to us. And I know from testimonies and people that we've talked to that it's a huge encouragement for them. We hear it from our radio partners like you, who say, you know, you hear it from your people and how much they have loved those events. And to go and get a night of great worship and Bible teaching, very unique in today's world, and it's exciting to be a part of it.
Yeah, not to mention that you got the Gaither Vocal Band in Raleigh. You got each event, each venue, you have a different music attraction. You have your own Michael Sanchez, who is like a high-level, had an appearance on The Voice, and he does an amazing job in the worship team out, you know, for Turning Point and everywhere. And in fact, I was with you guys this summer for some events with him and with your dad, talking about this new book, not the end of the world, but the world of the end. And this is another thing no spoilers here on what you're going to hear on Thursday night, October 6th in Raleigh, and all these other nights in Greenville, Buffalo, and Orlando. No spoilers, but David Michael, it's some pretty intense stuff. He's bailing the hay, brother. He is shucking the corn when it comes to what's going on in our culture and what's going on in the Bible. A lot of things our listeners can be looking forward to, I guess. Give us a teaser on that real quick, on how this book has just taken off amid this chaotic world we're in.
So much of it, Stu, you know, you get up this morning, you turn on the news, and you just see, you know, the devastation that's happening down in Florida. And you know, like you, our heart goes out to those people. And a lot of us have family in those areas as well. So we're praying for them, trying to check in on them like everyone else is. But Dad's approach in this book is, it's about hope, the world of the end, but there's hope. And so every chapter ends with the hope and the story of how, you know, we can get through this and how God is still on the throne and what it means for us as believers and how we can move forward in what seems like sometimes an impossible time.
Impossible is a great word, man. And we got this horrific storm bearing down on Florida, destroying homes, destroying lives. We got people in South Carolina, North Carolina is getting it. We've got a lot of people praying for that. And then, you know, your ministry goes through a lot to get here. I mean, it takes a lot to do an event. It takes a lot of planning, months and years of planning. It's a big investment, but we're just grateful. I want to say thank you to you and your dad and the whole Turning Point Ministry for coming to North Carolina, to South Carolina, to Buffalo, New York, to Orlando, to bring a night of blessing. It's a free event. Folks, everything we're talking about, it's free. You got to go to davidjeremiah.org, and you can sign up for tickets. And then I guess you guys will drop ship the tickets to them. And even though you're not charging them, David, it's important that they get those so they can get them scanned, right? So we can keep track and make sure we're not overflowing the facility, correct?
That's the biggest thing. You know, we're going to fit everybody in all the time. And the venues want us to have some level of understanding of how many people are coming. And that's really what the tickets do for us. And Stu, they're all electronic now, so you go online, you can order it, and it'll come to your inbox. Mm. and you don't have to wait for shipping. So what that means is it's never too late. Even on Thursday afternoon, you can still get a ticket and come to the event and be a part of it. If something in your schedule changes and make that available to you, then come.
And I want to say this, pray, please, all of our prayer warriors out there, all of our churches, all of our pastors, please pray, because I know people personally who have given their life to Jesus at a David Jeremiah event, okay? And so there will be a lot of folks there that maybe don't know the Lord, and they're checking out like, hey, a cool free event with a big national speaker and awesome music by the Gaithers and the other different musicians that are going to be at the other different venues. I get to go to this thing, and that may be the night, or they may bring a friend, and you may bring a friend who will come to know Jesus through this special evening with Dr. David Jeremiah. So I want to encourage everyone to be praying all the way up to the event, after the event. Hey, David, Michael, Jeremiah, we are praying for you and for your team, and we're praying for your dad as God prepares his heart to give a message. And we're so grateful. Any words as we close here, just to the listeners out there and everyone, about invite everybody. Go ahead and do the invitation to everybody. Let us know the best way we can get out there.
Stu, this is going to be a special time because you've got Dad and Bill Gaither on the same stage in the same night. That's going to be really special. They're friends that go back a long, long way. Two men who have reached probably millions of people with the gospel of Jesus Christ together, having a great night, worshiping the Lord and making it fun for us, but educational for us. I think we all have friends that it would be impossible to invite them to come to a church because they're not going to come to a church. They're, you know, maybe they feel like they've been duped before or something, but you can bring them. They'll come to an event or a concert at an arena where they know that hockey is being played on the weekends. They go to hockey games there. Well, you know, I'll go. So invite those people because the gospel will be presented and it will be clear. That's why we go. That's why we want to be there. That's why we want you there. That's why we want your friends there. It's going to be a great night, a lot of fun. We have some great surprises for the night, and Dad's got a great message prepared, and Bill Gaither's, you know, already sending us funny videos about the things he's going to do. So he's unpredictable.
That is a good word. Bill Gaither, Dr. J on the stage. I can't wait. I'll be there in Raleigh. I'm going to try to beat these other ones, and I can't wait to meet all of our awesome listeners. Raleigh, North Carolina, October 6th. Orlando, Florida, Thursday, October 13th. Greenville, South Carolina, all of our awesome upstate listeners from all over Western North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia are going to be there in Greenville, October the 20th. And then finally, Buffalo, New York, November 11th. That's a Friday. And wow. Hey, David, Michael, Jeremiah, this is going to be awesome. An evening with David Jeremiah, your pops, and an evening with you, because you're kind of the guy. You're the glue guy. You're kind of key. You got to keep this thing on track. So we really need to pray for you. And I don't know how you do it, because who knows what's going to get thrown at you with all these characters on the stage, you know, when you show up on Thursday.
There's all kinds of challenges, but man, what a great challenge that is. So yes. I'm looking forward to it, Stu, and none of this is possible without great partners like Truth Network and Stu Epperson. So, man, you know, I've told you this many times, but we're so grateful for you and for your team. It's such a great team making things happen. And, you know, we don't go to some cities because they don't have people like you and networks like you in those areas to bring people to an event like this. So thank you, Stu.
Well, very kind to say that. Well, we're grateful. And I'm going to give the website's easier to remember. It's davidjeremiah.org. And I guess all the information is there. Someone's like, hey, what is this about? It's you know, shoot them a little video from there, order your tickets right away while they're still there, and it'll be an amazing night. And I will see you Thursday night on October the 6th, and I'll see you these other nights too. They're all at the website, davidjeremiah.org. Put it on your calendar. You will be thoroughly blessed and encouraged, and pray for God to do a great thing. Hey, thanks so much, Dave and Michael, for hanging out with us, man.
Hey, thank you, Stu. God bless you, man.
God bless you.
This is the Truth Network.